Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. Today's January 7th, 2020, and I hope you're doing well. Here in Mobile, Alabama, I'm driving to work. And I was thinking about Nehemiah. I've been thinking about him a lot. We just had a men's study last night at Calvary Chapel in Mobile, and we went over chapter 2 of Nehemiah. And again, just looking at Nehemiah's character is inspiring. You know, it helps us to evaluate ourselves, like, am I doing what he's doing? Because what he did was admirable and godly and spiritual. And here's, I just want to give you a few things of what Nehemiah did, just in chapter 1 and 2, that really sets him apart from others. Because he was so dedicated, he was so committed, he went all out for the Lord. And it started with God impressing something upon his heart. God does this. He puts something on your heart. And at first, you may not know if it's from him or if it's from your own desires. Like, is this from God or is this from me? And so I love what Nehemiah did next. First of all, he felt like emotional. He felt like a passion. He felt a pull towards the people in Jerusalem because he heard the reports that the walls were burnt down and broken down. And they had been for 100 years. So these people were being impressed upon his heart. He had a heart for them. He had empathy towards them, which is a trait of a godly person. Empathy. And the next thing he did, I love, is he prayed. He prayed. There was something upon his heart. And so he wanted confirmation. And so he sought God, right? He sought God to find out if it was from the Lord, if this desire was to be furthered, and it was to be if it was from faith or not. And sometimes we can act so rashly and go so quickly, and we get ahead of God. But Nehemiah, he was contemplating these things, and these things were on his heart for months before he actually approached the king about it. And so it started with a people group upon Nehemiah's heart. And then he prayed. And then was a time of confrontation. Then was a time of confrontation, which he had to confront the king. And now you have to realize that Nehemiah was a cupbearer. He was a cupbearer. And a cupbearer essentially tasted the wine to make sure it wasn't poisoned before the king was able to drink it and was able to eat his food. And so this position, you had to be loyal, 100% committed to the king. There has to be no question about it that you are for the king. And there's a few things that the cupbearer was. You know, a few things that the cupbearer was towards the king. Number one, he was his servant. He served the king, right? He served the king. And number two, he was loyal. Number three, he was actually a bodyguard. You know, like a modern day bodyguard, what we think of it. That's what a cupbearer was for the king. He made sure the king was protected. He tested the food, the wine, before the king drank it or ate it. And lastly, oftentimes cupbearers were advisors to the king. They were trusted so much, they knew so much, they saw so much, they had an outside perspective of what others were saying, that the cupbearer often held the position of advisor. So Nehemiah, you know, he wasn't a chump. He wasn't someone who was just there because in a lowly place. Like, he was in a high stature position being a cupbearer for the king of Persia. And it's admirable. So getting back to it, God impressed people upon Nehemiah's heart. Nehemiah prayed for confirmation. And so then he was sad in the king's presence. And this didn't happen, because if you were sad in a king's presence, then the king could basically just be like, off with your head, you know? So Nehemiah, he was dreadfully afraid when the king saw that Nehemiah was sad. That's what it says. He was dreadfully afraid. Because this could mean the end for Nehemiah. But he couldn't help it. He had a heart for the people. He felt like God was leading him. So then he pleaded with the king. The king asked him. He inquired of him. Well, what do you need? What are you asking? And I love what Nehemiah did here. He prayed. He prayed right there. He didn't take a break and pray off to the side. He prayed to God right there as he was talking to the king. And this is what I find myself doing a lot. And I think this is what we all should realize we can do, when we should do, is pray to the Lord. Even as we're living life, talking to people, like praying our hearts to God. Lord, help me. Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me words. Lord, protect me. Such a good thing to do. And so the king had favor upon him. And once Nehemiah saw that the hand of God was upon this whole thing, he started to ask, well, can I have a ladder to get through the woods? Can I have some timber? Can I have stuff to build the wall? Can I have people to go with me to help? Like, he started asking for more. He was even more bold when he realized it was from the Lord. And I think that's what we can be. We can be more bold when we realize this is from God. This is going to happen. This is His will. And at that point, we can just be like, I'm going all in because I know I'm not acting rashly, because I know it's from the Lord. And I know God's going to work radically. And so he went. He went. And even as he was traveling, we see there's opposition already from a couple people who were Jewish, and they were a family of these high priests. And so they were the ones that were disturbed in their heart because someone was coming to help these Israelites build a wall for protection. They were haters. And we even see in chapter 2 at the end, the second to last verse, that the haters showed up and there was another one added to them. And they were laughing and mocking. And what's crazy is that the haters were criticizing from before the wall began to be built, during the wall, as it was being built, and then after it was finished, they were still there criticizing. But you know what's crazy is that didn't stop Nehemiah. That didn't halt his progress for the Lord. He didn't pay attention to it. And when he did confront it, he said, God's got this, basically. I'm trusting the Lord on this. So it's all good. And I love that. May that be our attitude. May that be the progression of events that happen when God lays something upon your heart that you would just pray about it, to get confirmation, to make sure it's from Him. And when it is, then have those discussions, have those confrontations, and then move forward and take action. Nehemiah was a man of action. He was not passive, but he was proactive. And I love it. And there was opposition, but that did not stop him or slow him down. You may be facing opposition. I would just say, do not let it stop you. Do not let it slow you down. But just continue on and keep going. Because if God's called you to do something, He's going to equip you through it. And He's going to get you through it. And He's going to give you all the wisdom and the strength you need to get to the other side of His calling. He's faithful like that. He always has been, and He always will be. Believe it and trust Him, just like Nehemiah did. Well, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing Tuesday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.